The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Amber, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here.
I understand you're actually going to take in some pop culture this week.
I'm going to see Train. Very excited, very excited. Hey, Soul Sister. You know, everybody knows that song.
Hey, so. Soul Sister.
Something.
Mr. on the radio. I know that song. I've been trying to listen to more pop culture, or at least more pop radio. Uh-huh. Like when I'm driving around with the kids, I ask Nico. I say, Nico, you want to rock out? And he says, yeah. And then I put on like the mix radio station. It's like all the pop hits.
It's cool. Good. Yeah. I'll be singing tomorrow. So I'm excited.
All right. Well, what you got for us today?
So we have a new report out by University of Missouri economist Corey Codell that examines grading standards in education departments at universities. So we have administrative grade data from the 07-08 academic year from three large public universities. They have enrollments of around 83,000 students. Codell analyzes classroom level grade reports from roughly 2,900 undergraduate classes, 665 of which were education courses. He compared classroom level average GPAs in the ed departments to 12 other departments, including math, science, economics, political science, history, and so forth. Big unshocking finding. He finds that grades awarded by ed departments are substantially higher than the grades awarded by all other academic departments. In fact, education GPAs are 0.5 to 0.8 grade points higher than in other departments. University of Missouri, for instance, ed GPAs average 3.73, math, science, and econ classes 2.92, social sciences 3.03, humanities 3.12. Codell also analyzes similar data from a random draw of other ed schools, since this primary analysis was only three. He found the same pattern. He finds that differences cannot be explained by class size or student quality. Finally, his big kind of takeaway is that ed departments are contributing to a culture of low standards for educators, similar to what we've seen with teacher evaluations.
Shocked. I'm shocked.
Isn't that
shocking?
You
know, from my own personal anecdotal experience, this is certainly true. When I took ed school classes at the University of Michigan, I had some professors who admitted up front that basically they didn't believe in grading and everyone would be getting an A.
Wow. From day one, you knew you were getting an A.
Yeah, that was it. I got to love it. Because they did not want to try to be coercing us into,
that's right.
You know, they didn't believe in behavioralist approaches.
It's about enjoying learning.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Uh-huh. But I am a little surprised at 3.7 as the average.
Yeah, that's pretty high, isn't it?
That's amazing.
Yeah, well, it was University of Missouri, so I just kind of pulled that one out. But yeah, on average, 0.5 to 0.8 grade points higher.
But
so.
I mean, that means what? That 3.7 average means that almost everybody's getting an A.
And
a few people are getting Bs.
Yeah, that's pretty much what that means.
So it's, so it is true, people, if you want to get an easy major, you take at school class.
Yeah, but apparently, I mean, to be fair, and he just kind of says this but doesn't really show the data, but I guess grade inflation is sort of rampant, you know, in universities, period, compared to, I guess, what we've seen traditionally in the past, but it just is aggravated in ed schools, so big old grade inflation problem. I mean, I thought he had an interesting solution. He said maybe university administrators should force ed schools to have this, you know, mandatory grade distribution, which I don't know about you, but I had professors that actually did that, you know, there's only going to be X percent, they're going to get A's, and that's it.
Right. So. No, that's tough, but no, it makes some sense. Or at least to, you know, it's different if you say, well, somebody's going to have to get an F or a D or a C. Well, if people do the work, if they get the, you know, if they really do write good papers, et cetera, you don't want to force that on them. But yeah, basically to say the ed schools, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the song that goes along with this?
So since we're education students seem to sail through school, we have Sailing by Criss Cross.
Take me away.
This song, it's so good.
Well, it's not far down to paradise. At least it's not for me. If the wind is right, you can sail away. Find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Far to never, never land. No reason to pretend. And if the wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again. Oh, the canvas can do.